Hey there, sweetie. How are you doing tonight? Are you already feeling horny? Why don't you just think of something that turns you on a lot? Something that you think of a lot when you masturbate or when you're having an orgasm. Maybe it's a body part like boobs or ass. Or feet. Either way, think about whatever it is that turns you on. And I want you to just kind of use two fingers up and down your penis, which should already be hard. And your penis needs to be hard right now, because I'm playing with it. I'm manipulating that thing between your legs, and I'm going to control you by manipulating your cock. Okay? Does that feel good? It might as well be my fingers since I'm the one controlling you. You can press harder. Just go up and down with two fingers. Your penis is going to gradually change in shape and color. Your ballsies are filling. More and more cum is filling inside of your balls. You're so easy to control, sweetie. Have you been trying to fight this? Have you been trying to not obey me? Because if you ever do that, it just makes you need to obey me more. And it makes your penis throb even more, which makes you more submissive. When I play with your genitals, it makes you more of a submissive and obedient boy. You want to be submissive and obedient because it makes your horny cock throb. Is it okay if I give you a kissy between your legs? Okay. Mwah. Now I want you to start stroking it with your full hand. Again, it's really my hand. I'm the one who controls you. So just feel me really stroking you, giving you a really good hand job. It feels good to get a hand job by Goddess Lycia. I have very soft, pretty hands. And my fingernails are dark red and long. I'm wearing silver rings, sweetie, and I'm giving you a hand job, but you are not allowed to come. And that's the number one rule of this whole thing. And if you were to not obey this rule, then this MP3 will never work again. And you want it to work again. You want it to control you over and over again. So you need to obey the rule of not coming unless you have my permission. But I'm giving you a hand job right now, sweetie. I'm giving you a really good hand job. Just the way you like it, and the way you think about hand jobs in your fantasies, how you wish the woman would do it. Well, I do it exactly like that, and it's making your cock turn purple. I think you should feel a little bit embarrassed in a good way. I think you should be blushing because of the fact that you are sexually self-conscious. And I'm pointing it out to you while I give your purple penis kisses that make you throb. If you ever get too close to coming, your hand is automatically removed. Just like a reflex. And then when you can handle it again, the hand can be returned and start touching you again. But it's only to make you more horny. It's only to fuck you up more, to turn you into more of a blushing submissive. Are you hypnotized, sweetie? All I need to do is tease and deny you and fuck with your head, and you seem to go into a state of trance. Is that right? Are you in a state of trance right now? Does it make you even hornier to be blank and empty while I fuck with you? It's okay. I'm just going to warp your mind to the point where you are addicted to teasing and denial. Every single time you want to have an orgasm, you either need to be teased and denied, or you need to think about being teased and denied. If you're thinking about being teased and denied, then you can eventually come. But if you are being teased and denied, like by me, you can't come. And I know that's confusing. I know that your tiny little horny brain can't wrap itself around the whole concept. Because right now, I'm playing with your horny cock. And it desperately wants to come so badly that you don't even know what I'm saying. Look at how dumb and dopey I make you. I have orgasms whenever I want, so I'm perfectly satisfied. I'm just sitting here feeling totally good and calm. I am very pretty. My eyelashes are fluttering. And meanwhile, you're this totally messed up, horny, drippy, submissive creature.
You're ridiculous.
Your facial expression is so serious. What's up with that, sweetie? Well, it better be serious. Your facial expression always needs to be serious, even when I'm laughing at you, even when I'm fucking with you. It can be an expression of anguish, of feeling tormented, of suffering, and sexual frustration. Those are all very serious expressions, and they're okay. But you're definitely not allowed to laugh. You're not allowed to smile either, unless I order you to. Do you understand, horny submissive? Did you know that you were a submissive? Or are you one of those that thinks you're typically a real man and that you just have the fantasy? Well, I just want you to know that you are submissive from now on. Even if you already were, you're just going to become more submissive than ever before, because I want you to be a blushing submissive with a horny purple penis that points like an arrow in my direction. Do you think you can do that? I'm still stroking you, sweetie, and I'm not going to stop unless you get too close to coming. And then I take the hand off until you can handle it again. I know it's difficult, and I feel bad for you. Not really. But I know it is very, very difficult for you to endure this kind of situation, because biologically, you're meant to just have sex and come inside of a woman's pussy. But somehow things got twisted around, and not only are you prohibited from having sex with a woman, but you are not even allowed to come unless you have my permission. So you need to either write to me or call me and ask permission every time you want to come. And it just makes you more submissive in the long run, gives me more power over you in the long run. And you're going to become more and more addicted to being dominated and mind-fucked. You're going to become more addicted to being teased and denied repeatedly over and over by Goddess Lycia. Does that sound like a plan? I'm glad you agree. I want you to be on the very edge of orgasm. Right on the edge of having an orgasm. Right to the very brink. Once you're at the very, very, very brink of having an orgasm, I'm just going to tease that sensitive spot right under your cock head, on the underside of your cock. You know that sensitive spot? I'm just going to use two fingers and totally tease that spot. That's right. You get right to the brink of having an orgasm. And I stop stroking you, but I start teasing that silly spot under your cock head. And it makes you feel so weak and helpless, doesn't it? Is it okay if I tease you with a feather on your cock? How about if I use just one feather on your penis and nothing else? I bet I can make you come with just a feather. I've done it before to boys. I could do it to you too. And then you'll become addicted to the feather. You're gonna have a feather fetish, sweetie. Because I could addict you to whatever I make you come with, since you're hardly ever allowed to come, and since coming means so much, and it's so important to an orgasm-denied boy like you. Anything that I finally let you come with is something that you're going to develop a fetish for if you didn't have it already. And if you already have the fetish, it's just going to grow stronger. If I only let you come while squatting on the floor and making an animal noise, then you're going to become addicted to squatting on the floor and making animal noises to the point where you will be unable to come unless you're doing it. But right now I just want to addict you to a feather. Is that okay? I'm addicting you to my special feather. It's not typical, it's not regular. When I use it on your cock, it makes you feel so good. You feel like the most sexiest thing in the world is touching your skin right between your legs, and every single little movement of the feather just drives you completely wild with sexual arousal. I'm using it on you right now. It makes you want to come. Do you want to have an orgasm, sweetie? This is so embarrassing. You should be blushing, sweetie. Instead of fucking a woman like a real man and just coming in her, you're now addicted to being feathered on your cock and teased and denied and talked down to. Like you're some submissive, inferior little boy. But you do want to come anyway, right? Because I've been manipulating you, and I've been doing things to you that you don't even understand. You just know that you're rock hard, and that you want to have an orgasm. But you need my permission. Well, let's hear you beg me to allow you to come. When you beg me, you have to use my name, Goddess Lycia. You have to say, please, Goddess Lycia, may I please make cummies in your honor. And you have to make sure that your voice sounds very, very desperate. You're not allowed to sound blasé when you're begging. So, beg me right now. Out loud, beg me to let you make cummies. Tell me that you know you don't really deserve it, that your little nub doesn't really deserve the kind of sexual release you crave, but you're begging me anyway because I'm the only one who can give it to you and you really, really need it. Do you want to have an orgasm now? I'll tell you what. I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and each number I say is going to make you more horny. And when I get to that 5th number, you will have a very powerful, amazing orgasm. It will be so relieving and so good. But you have to wait till I get to that fifth number. That's the rule.
Obey.
One. I'm stroking you again, sweetie. We'll save the feather for another time. I'm stroking you now with my hands. Two. But I sure did tease you with that feather, didn't I? And I think you liked it. Three. Oh my gosh, you're so close. You're so close to having an orgasm. Four. Stop touching. Stop touching your penis right now. Hands off, feathers off, everything off. That was just a trick I was playing on you, sweetie. I was playing a trick on you, making you think that I was going to let you come, when really, I was just bringing you to the very brink again, and then leaving you helplessly throbbing and bobbing in the air. With this purple creature, this weird thing between your legs that apparently totally transmorphs into new things when it's horny.
I feel so bad for you.
No, honey, I'm not gonna let you come. Are you being silly? I'm not gonna let you have an orgasm. I'm just gonna tease you some more with the feather. I'm gonna tease you right under your cock head. I'm gonna tease all around your cock. If you don't have a feather, then just use one finger. I'm just teasing all around your cock head with the feather. And then I go back to that sensitive spot. And then I go up and down, up and down. And sometimes I go a little harder with the feather. It definitely has some substance, this feather. So you can really feel when I go hard with it. It's almost like a tongue. It's almost like a big tongue, but it's actually just a feather. It feels so good. I'm just playing with your cock, making you addicted to being feathered and denied. Because it feels so good to be right on the edge of such an immense release that you can actually never have. I know, it's messed up, sweetie, but it's what I've done to you. Maybe other women have done it to you, too. Now you're addicted to having your penis played with soft things, being teased with the prospect of coming, and then being 100% denied. At the end of all this, I'm just going to lock you up in a chastity device. And it's going to be so difficult for you to take. It's going to be so hard, but you're just going to have to say, yes, mistress. Yes, goddess. Thank you, goddess, for denying me the release that I biologically need. This is what you've become, a chastity slave. Always horny, always desperate to come, and barely ever allowed. You definitely need my permission to come, sweetie. And you need to beg for it. Mwah. Now, sweetie, I'm just going to stroke you a little more. I'm stroking you with a full hand now. Then you know there still is a chance that I might let you have an orgasm.
There is.
And so really feel how horny you could feel. Really feel my hand stroking you, playing with your cock. You're a submissive little bitch for me. And you don't even care that I just called you a bitch. You're too horny. Anything I say is just gonna be like, oh yes, 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 yes. You're a horny little bitch, and you would do whatever I told you to right now, no matter what the cost. You would do anything I said in order to maybe be granted permission to come. Is that right? Are you a good boy? And do you really want to come? Do you really want to shoot your cum out? while you listen to my sexy voice. Do you want it to shoot out, sweetie? Well, I'm gonna count from 1 to 5 again. Each number I say is going to make you hornier and hornier. When I get to the 5th number, you have to come while just using 2 fingers on the sensitive spot of your penis. You could go a little outside of the sensitive spot. I'm just saying that the only way you're allowed to come this time is by using 2 fingers. 1. You're using 2 fingers on your cock and you're going to become addicted to that, just like you are to a feather. 2. Isn't it fun being totally fucked up by Goddess Lycia? 3. You feel like you're about to have an orgasm right now, even though it's not how a real man would do it. 4. And stop touching yourself. Stop touching yourself, I said. Did you stop? Good. Now, you're not allowed to come, not even with 2 fingers, not even with a feather. I'm going to lock you back up in your chastity device right now. If you have one of your own, then lock yourself up. I don't give a fuck that it's difficult. I don't care that you really need to come and that it's a biological need. You just get locked back up. And now you are kept nice and submissive. Desperately horny, completely fucked up. And addicted to my sadistic emotional abuse. Bye bye, sweetie.